This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about prices up at the top of the program, specifically those prices that, despite the CPI going up, are going down. Well, here's another variation on that theme. 0.0, in fact. That's the inflation reading on apparel in February from a year ago. Footwear was up, watches were down, but when prices overall are going up, clothing, on balance, is staying the same. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
At June Ruby, a women's clothing store in the Denver area, owner Michelle Rotter has some hard-to-find items, but also carries national brands and says she's limited in what she can charge for those.
It's frustrating because sometimes I feel like we're a showroom for these bigger brands, you know?
She says people will sometimes try stuff on and go buy it online.
So it's hard for us to mark above what they're selling it for because we're competing with them.
Rotter also says the price margins for those clothes are smaller than they used to be.
Before we could have marked things up more, now their retail suggested price is actually a little bit lower.
That's because clothing manufacturers are reading the economic room, so to speak. Natalie Cutler, who follows retail trends for BDO USA, says they know what people are open to buying.
So consumers are not willing to pay higher prices for something that's not a necessity.
Cutler says that was different a couple years ago when there was pent-up demand for office-ready pants and bow ties to wear to all those delayed weddings. And now?
People that have gone back to work have been back at work for quite some time, and there really isn't as much of a reason to go out and make that big, significant apparel purchase.
That lower demand for clothes has kept prices from growing. One reason they haven't gone down, though, is that retailers have gotten better at managing inventory over the past few years. Poonam Goyal with Bloomberg Intelligence says when clothing stores have too much stock, they have to offer big discounts to get it out.
But when you have just the right amount of inventory, you can sell it at full price.
Something that Michelle Rotter at June Ruby in Denver says she can sell at a slightly higher markup are hats embroidered with the Denver area code, 303. They may not be a necessity, but she says Denverites have a lot of city pride. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.